Welcome to the deep dive. Ever feel like you're just drowning in information, especially with AI moving so fast?
It's a lot, definitely.
Yeah, our mission here is to pull out the really important nuggets, give you that shortcut to, being well informed.
Cutting through the noise.
Exactly. And today we're diving into something pretty foundational, actually. It's changing how AI systems, well, interact with everything around them.
Anthropic's Model Context Protocol, MCP.
That's the one. MCP, released late 2024, open sourced. People are calling it like a USB-C port for AI apps, a universal connector.
That's a good analogy, yeah.
We've gone through Anthropic's announcement, research papers, industry takes, all the source material to really figure out how this could revolutionize agentic AI.
It's got huge potential.
Okay, let's unpack this then. First off, what problem does MCP actually solve? Like, what was broken before?
Okay, so what's really fascinating, I think, is how it tackles this thing people call the main integration problem. Right? Imagine you've got M AI applications, and they all need to connect to N different tools or data sources, databases, APIs, whatever.
Okay.
Traditionally, that meant building M times N custom connections. Think about it, it's a massive, complex mess. Gets out of hand fast.
Right, a combinatorial explosion of integration.
Exactly. MCP aims to change that whole picture, turn it into more of an M plus N situation. Way simpler.
Okay, so it simplifies the connections.
It fundamentally changes the architecture. It's not just another tool. It frees AI from that integration headache, lets it connect much more broadly.
And it's more than just, say, a standard API, right? What's this AI native aspect about it?
Yeah, good question. Because it's important to clarify what MCP isn't. The source material is really clear. It's the Model Context Protocol. Emphasis on context. It's not a controller protocol.
Okay, not about controlling the model directly.
Exactly. And it's totally distinct from older things like the Model View Controller, the MVC software pattern, or even MCR, which is some specific research framework.
Gotcha. Different beasts altogether.
Totally. MCP is built from the ground up specifically for modern AI agents. For large language models, for autonomous systems, older things like OpenAPI or GraphQL, they just weren't designed with that in mind.
That makes sense. So let's get into the mechanics then. How does it actually work? What are the pieces?
Okay, so at its core, it's a client-server setup. Pretty standard architecture pattern, but applied differently here.
Right.
You have MCP hosts. Think of these as the AI applications themselves where the main AI logic lives.
Yeah.
Maybe like Anthropic's Claude Desktop or some other sophisticated AI assistant.
The brain, sort of.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
And inside these hosts, you have MCP clients. These clients make specific one-to-one connections out to MCP servers.
Great. Hosts contain clients. Clients talk to servers.
Exactly. And the servers, they're the middlemen. They're the bits that actually expose the external systems, the databases, the APIs, even like local file systems to the AI.
Ah, okay. So the servers are the gateways.
Precisely. And crucially, these servers expose three main kinds of capabilities for the AI client to use.
Capabilities.
Yeah. First, you have tools. These are basically functions or actions the AI can trigger, like send this email or query that specific database table.
Yeah, actions.
Then you've got resources. These are data sources the AI can access to get context. Think anonymized patient records or maybe project documents, stuff it can read and understand.
Contextual information.
Exactly. And finally, prompts. These are like reusable templates that help guide the AI's interactions, make sure it asks the right questions or formats its output correctly. Consistency and accuracy.
Tools, resources, prompts. That sounds incredibly powerful for actual applications. Can you give an example? Where might this be making a difference already?
Yeah, let's connect it to something real. Think about healthcare. Big potential there.
Okay.
Imagine a secure AI assistant running inside a hospital's own private network, their VPC. It could use MCP.
How?
Well, it could access anonymized patient records as resources
Yeah.
to get the background. Then it could use specialized tools. Maybe one tool summarizes medical histories, another suggests possible diagnostic pathways based on the data, all for the clinician to review, of course.
And securely respecting privacy regs like I pay.
Absolutely, that's key. The potential is, faster diagnostics, less admin work for doctors and nurses, freeing up their time.
But okay, giving AI that much access, security has to be a huge concern, right? What does MCP do about that? Prompt injection, things going rogue.
Yeah, you're absolutely right to ask. It's critical. And the sources definitely highlight those risks. Prompt injection is a big one, trying to trick the AI.
Yeah.
Also, excessive agency. The AI doing more than it's supposed to and obviously leaking sensitive information.
So how does MCP address these?
Well, it's designed with security principles baked in. Things like needing explicit user consent before accessing data or using a tool, strong mandates around data privacy, making sure the descriptions of what tools do are accurate and verified.
So guardrails are built into the protocol itself.
Yes, but, and this is vital, the protocol is just the framework. Developers using MCP have to implement robust, layered security on top of it. It's not magic. Good implementation is still key.
Right. The protocol enables security, but doesn't guarantee it alone. It needs careful building.
Exactly.
Okay. Pulling this all together then, what's the big picture? What does this mean for AI in the enterprise going forward?
I think MCP is really fundamental to unlocking agentic AI. That's the key takeaway.
Agentic AI. AI that can act more autonomously.
Precisely. It lets AI models plan multi-step tasks, use different tools intelligently, reason over all that company data. Essentially, it helps turn an organization's entire digital setup into this huge, connected context graph the AI can understand and navigate.
Oh, context graph. I like that.
Yeah. And it's also super important for things like RAG retrieval augmented generation.
Ah, pulling in real-time data to make AI answers better.
Right. MCP provides that standardized way to access the data sources, like vector databases, that RAG systems need. So the AI's context is always current.
And deployment. Does it have to be in the cloud?
No. That's another strength. The sources mentioned flexibility. You can deploy MCP components locally, in the cloud, or in a hybrid setup. That's often driven by things like data gravity, where your data already lives, and of course, regulations.
Makes sense. Are there competing protocols?
There are other things emerging, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But MCP's goal, being open source and coming from a major player like Anthropic, is really to treat and become a common standard.
So the emergence of MCP, it feels like a really profound shift. We're moving beyond AI just being isolated apps, aren't we?
We really are, yeah. And maybe the truly provocative thought here is that AI, powered by protocols like MCP, isn't just going to be used by the enterprise. It's poised to become an operating principle for the enterprise itself.
An operating principle, wow.
Yeah, like an intelligent nervous system. Perceiving what's happening across the digital landscape, reasoning about it, acting on it, learning from it continuously.
That's a fascinating way to put it. Really changes how you think about the future of work, of intelligence itself. We've definitely packed a lot into this deep dive.
Well, I certainly have. It's a big topic.
Thank you for joining us on the deep dive. We hope this gave you some truly insightful nuggets to chew on about MCP and its potential.
Hope it was useful.
Until next time, keep exploring.